This is the Room of Patriotic Items. On display here, we have a range of everyday objects and souvenirs. They date from the era of the partitions of Poland. In other words, from the late 18th century to the first decades of the 20th. And they served as a means for people to express their bond with the Polish identity, with Polishness. Please make your way over to the large showcase on the right and then have a look at the red and white ceremonial sash in the corner. The wording on the sash translates as "To a National Hero from the Youth of Wielka Polska." Wielka Polska is a region in west-central Poland. Its capital is Poznań. The sash comes from a wreath laid in Warsaw in 1923 beneath a monument to Prince Józef Poniatowski, who fought in the struggles to gain freedom from the partitioning powers. The colours weren't in the least accidental, of course. Red and white are the colours of the Polish flag, and they were an object of particular veneration during the partitions and the battles for independence that took place during that era. In the showcase to the left, you can see national cockades, which were worn pinned to the breast or headwear. It's interesting to note that some of the cockades feature three colours. The blue signifies the Grand Duchy of Lithuania, and thus we have a symbol of the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth before it was destroyed by the partitions. In this section of the exhibition, we also have a considerable collection of eagles, the emblem of Poland. There are eagles that once adorned headgear and belts, flags and standards, medals and badges, and even watches. At times, you'll see an image of a horseman. That's pogoni, the emblem of Lithuania. On other objects, you'll spot shields divided into three sections. There, alongside the eagle and pogoni, you'll see the Archangel Michael. The Archangel was the emblem of the historical region of Red Rus, also referred to as Red Ruthenia, which nowadays forms southwest Poland and the neighbouring areas of Ukraine. In 1863, the emblem was added to the joint coat of arms of the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth by the underground Polish National Government, which functioned as the supreme authority of the January Uprising. Further on, to the left of the sword, we have objects commemorating the Polish fight for independence. They begin with the era of the Constitution of the 3rd of May, which was adopted by the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth in 1791, just 2 years before the second partition and 4 years before the third partition wiped Poland from the map of Europe. And they end with the November Uprising of 1830 to 1831. Portraits of Polish national heroes were a frequently used motif during that period, and religious symbols also featured. At the bottom of the showcase, there's a crucifix with a golden figure of Christ. Please have a closer look at it. The crucifix was created in alderwood from trees growing at the site of the Battle of Olszynka-Grochowa, the most famous engagement of the November Uprising. The final showcase on the left also holds a host of religious references, crosses, crowns of thorns, and anchors. In the main, they date from the period preceding the January Uprising of 1863 to 1864. The patriotic necklaces and bracelets from that era make an equally impressive display. They were most frequently created in lacquer, and they had a symbolic dimension. Black was used to signify patriotic mourning. Chains signified enslavement, while crosses, anchors, and hearts stood for faith, hope, and love, respectively. The enduring hope that Poland would be restored to the map of Europe was fulfilled 123 years after the Third Partition, in other words, in 1918. At the end of the showcase on the left, we have decorations, medallions, and other small objects dating from the era of the First World War. The commemorative plaques above them feature the images of the Fathers of Independence, Józef Piłsudski, Roman Dmowski, and Ignacy Jan Paderewski.